Hi, I'm Lynn Northcott, and we're off on a stress-busting walk, run and jog using intervals, increasing and decreasing our heart. Let's start by walking. As you walk ahead, imagine that you're leaving much of your stresses behind. Some of that we would have just burnt off in our warm-up, but just being mindful and aware that we take our stresses and our burdens with us. Sometimes they might feel lighter than other days, and other days we may not even notice that they're there. But we do tend to harbour stress, and sometimes that is somatically in our bodies. Walking faster now as you're increasing your walking speed, your adrenaline and your heart rate is going to start to rise. In this session, we're going to be embracing our beating heart. As your speed increases, be aware of your body, breathing in and out, regulating your breath, and on every out breath, just relaxing the tension in your body. Let's start from our heads this time. Imagine a soft hand is just touching and resting on the top of your head, grounding you and centering you, powering energy through the top of your head, deep into your core and down, creating gravity. Even as you move forward and your feet lift from the floor, this centering is going to take you on today's journey. Pick up the pace. And I want you to start running that slowest run that you can do before you reach a jogging pace. If you find yourself going too fast, just slow the pace down. Some fast walkers may overtake you at this speed, and that's okay, because I want you to just steady yourself and relax yourself into this interval run with me. Breathing in. As you do so, you're allowing the muscles to accept the oxygen that it's receiving. Your facial muscles are relaxing and your jaw is slightly dropping. Your tongue resting in your mouth. No work for it to do just yet. Your neck muscles, your neck and your eyes facing forward. Relax in, drop in your shoulders slightly, and feeling the tension within your elbows, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers, all leaving through the tips of your fingertips. Down your obliques, your stomach muscles, all relaxing, yet a firm core. What colour do you imagine your core to be shining brightly within you? Just imagine that now. Think of it and accept it. No judgment. Just picturing this colour within, lighting you up from inside. Slightly tucking in your abdomen and feeling the rise in your chest as you become more upright. You're becoming ready. In just a few moments, we're going to increase our speed. Before we do so, reflect back to that ball of stress that you had in our warm-up today. Picture it and imagine it. Imagine what remains of it, its remnants within, the ball of stress as it stays within you. Today, this is going to be your fuel, your energy source for what we're about to embark upon. Tap into it and believe in yourself. You've got this. On the count of three, I want you to run. I want you to run at the speed of what you might consider 50% of your fastest speed for running. If you imagine the fastest sprinter in the world being your 100%, I want you to run at around 50% of that. Relax, be mindful, believe in yourself. We're going to do this for 15 seconds on the count of three. One, two, three, Bismillah. And resting walk. Well done, everyone. You're doing amazing. That was the first of our speeds. Walk at a steady pace. Not too slow, not too fast. Notice your heart. Feel the sensation. Use one of your hands to touch it if you want. Notice the change and the breathing. Bring the two, your breathing and your heart rate. Imagine that they're both singing a song. How do they sound together? Embrace that. Let's get you back up to a jogging pace now. I want you to fall into a comfortable pace in which your breath settles. Notice how that feels on the heart. Notice how perhaps your heart has become a little bit less apparent, or maybe more so. Feel it. Trust it. Shukr, alhamdulillah. We give thanks for the beating heart within. In just a few moments, we're going to go back up to that 50% speed. I'll count you in, and I want you to make sure you keep yourself relaxed, not scrunching your toes. This time we're going to do it for 30 seconds. Ready? Bismillah. One, two, three, go. And resting walk. Bring it down to a walk. That's it. Well done. And again, notice the feeling on your heart rate. Think about how it felt when you were running compared to how it felt now that you're slowing. You're reaching a fast walking pace now. Allowing your heart to settle again. And again, noticing how the difference it feels when you're running fast and when you're walking slow. Accepting it. Believing in it. Now bring yourself back up to that slow jogging pace again. You're doing great. We're around halfway into this session today. You're doing amazing. Breathing. Body check. How are your legs doing? That's it. Get yourself into a wonderful, comfortable pace. Strong core. Imagine the colour. What colour is the core within you? Has it changed colour or is it the same? Allow that colour to penetrate down through the diaphragm into each leg, feeling the warmth within your quads and your hamstrings around the back of your legs. Soft knees bouncing, imagining the kind hand with on the top of your head, just keeping you upright yet straight, gravitated and grounded, your knees absorbing the sponge. Your calf muscles, the muscles around your shins as they travel into the tops of your feet. Your toes uncurling, flexing, strengthening and carrying you forward on this journey. Are you ready? On the count of three, I want you to back up to that 50% running pace speed. This time we're going for 45 seconds. Breathe in. Tap into your power source, that ball of stress. Use it. Ready. 3, 2, 1, go. Five, four, three, two, one. Slow jogging pace now. Don't be tempted to walk. Notice how the heart rate feels as you reduce the speed. Again, breathing, accepting, and allowing your breathing and your heart rate to be in tune with one another. Creating a rhythm. That's it. Remain at a slow jogging pace. Bring it to a fast walking pace now. Again, notice the speed of your heart rate. Breathing into it. Relaxing your body. Body, mind, soul, in unity. Well done. Stay at a fast walking pace. Keep going. You're doing amazing. Bringing your awareness to that ball of fuel, your stress ball within. What does it look like? How big is it? Where is it? What does it feel like? What would it say if it had a voice? Listen in. Listen. What is it saying to you? What is your ball of stress saying? Tell us about that in the group after this session. Pick up the pace, slow jogging, you're doing great. Now I want you to run at 75% of the speed in just a moment. So this time you're going to run a bit faster. Trust in yourself. You're going to be running at 75% capacity. And you're going to do that only for 30 seconds, only. You can do it. On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
and fast walking pace. Touch your heart with one hand, gratitude. With thankfulness, we thank God for this experience, for the power within us, feeling strong, feeling empowered, listening to your heart. What would it say if it had a voice? Listen, let it speak to you now. Tell us about that. We want to hear what your heart has to say. Think of the difference between the heart's voice and your stress ball's voice. Let's hear about that later. Slow jogging pace now.
We have 5 more minutes left together. Let's make it amazing. In just a moment, I'm going to count you in, and I want you running again at 75% capacity. You're going to be doing that for only 10 seconds this time. And then, yep, you guessed it. You're going to give it all you got, girl, for another 10 seconds. Just 10 seconds. And I'm going to just listen to my voice. I'll be talking you all the way through. Keep that slow jogging pace going. Prepare. Breathe in. Tap into your stress ball. Listen to your heart and take from those two sources of power. So remember, 75% increasing to give it all you got. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. 75%. Come on, girls. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the flexing of your feet. Feel the sponge and the gravity. Now go. 10 seconds. 10, 9, you got this. 8, 7, 6. Come on, keep going. Feel the power. 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing. Bring it down to a slow jog. That's it. Your heart is pounding. It's telling you that you're powerful. It's telling you that you're amazing. Breathe, relax, and come into a fast walking pace now, gradually dropping the heart rate. That's it. Be aware of your muscles. Tell yourself how amazing you are. Allow your facial muscles to relax despite feeling tense. Let them drop, let them relax, and allow yourself to drop any tension so that you can become comfortable with your heart rate. Fantastic. Bringing you down to a normal walking pace now. And just taking a moment of reflection to congratulate yourself and to be grateful and know that this heart training is going to be a method you can tap into as we go forth on this journey together. Our future sessions. Love your beating heart. Know that it's powering you. Nothing terrible is happening. It's your heart's way of keeping you safe. Allowing your mind and your heart to work together. Pushing away any panic. Mind and body channeling each other's sources of power together. And the ball of stress being utilized and put to purpose and released.